And so what have we learned through this ordeal? The internet went away. It came back. But for how long, we do not know. We cannot take the internet for granted any longer. We as a country must stop overlogging on. We must use the internet only when we need it. It's easy for us to think we can just use up all the internet we want. But if we don't treat the internet with the respect that it deserves, it could one day be gone forever. And so let us learn to live with the internet, not for it. No more browsing for no apparent reason. No more mindlessly surfing on our laptops while watching television. And finally, we must learn to only use the internet for porn twice a day. Max.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Friday, November 28th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And I'm Matt.
And thanks so much. That sounds so fucking retarded. I'm sorry. But thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 118 of this little show we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 7 p.m., 8 p.m. Montana time. Fuck you, Matt. How are you, Matt?
Well, I don't know. I feel a little bad now. I mean,
I'm sorry.
Hurt my feelings.
No, it's not
son
you,
of a bitch.
It's not your fault. You have the same name as me. It just the last couple of shows that you've been on, I've been listening to them, and it's like, and my name's Matt, and I'm Matt. It just it sounds so stupid.
Well, that's why we gotta do our new little jam hole.
Yeah, no, that's
jam hole with okay. Matt and Matt.
Thank you.
Now I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Better than I was last night at that little party. we'll talk about that here in a minute, though. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/chats where everyone's hanging out at, and thejamhole.com/feedback is where you type shit that we will read on the show. So it's Friday. Braden is again at work, which is why we have Matt. But then since it's Friday also, to take Matt's spot, who took Braden's spot, we have Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hello, Matt.
How are you? Oh, my God. All right, you need a different name. Can we just call you Sean?
No, there's two of you.
No.
I know. That's...
I am now Mike Honcho.
What?
Mike Honcho, the Honcho. Head honcho.
Oh. I'm Mike Honcho. I am Elvin's gigolo, the gigolo with the most below.
So today was Black Friday, and what the fuck was that?
Did that pick up?
Was that on the computer?
No,
shut
that was
the
outside.
Window.
Crazy.
Wow.
Okay. Anyway, so today is Black Friday, as you may all know.
It's pretty funny how right after you said Black Friday, though.
I know.
I was like,
I heard you, boy. But it's supposedly, or I guess it is, it's the biggest shopping day of the year for us fucking American consumers. And it never really occurred to me because I see that phrase in text. It's like Black Friday, Black Friday. That is awesome.
That guy's being an asshole.
But, it's when I finally heard it, like I usually don't go shopping for anything like right after Thanksgiving. But since my grandparents are here, they're like, oh, let's go and spend all of our money because we're old and rich. And
we got to get to the stores at 3:45 in the morning. So we get a good, you know,
that's crazy. I didn't get up till like 1:00 and, you know, they're like, so are you going to come hang out with your grandparents today? We're going to go shopping. I was like, yeah. So I'm in Borders getting a bunch of books and shit. And all of a sudden over the loudspeaker, it's like something about how welcome to Borders. As you all know, today is Black Friday.
Dun, dun, dun.
Just the way he said it, I was like, whoa, dude, holy shit. It's like, it really does have a meaning. And he's like, it's also Bean Friday here at Borders. So with any purchase of a bag of coffee beans or something, you get a free drink. I was like, sweet. I'm so glad I'm here right now. And that I didn't wait at the door at like 5 a.m. I heard people were getting killed and shit. For like trampled and just
actually apparently in New York at a Super Walmart, like an 80 or 90 year old lady was like fucking trampled to death. He was died by trampling at Walmart, which just proves my theory that Walmart is trying to take over the fucking world.
Now there's deaths going on.
There's
in
deaths
it.
Going on everywhere. There's everything going on everything. And it's just, man, I cannot believe that that lady trampled. How the fuck are you going to stand there and be like, oh my God, that lady's getting trampled. Should we help her? Nah, dude, people? There's a special on electronics, dude. I'm not passing it up.
I got to go get my plasma. How many people do you think were sitting there like just with their cell phones out like, holy shit, this is going on MySpace.
YouTube.
This is going to be sweet on YouTube. Yeah, yeah. And she's just laying there like dying and shit.
Oh, that was one of them.
That's the spirit of the season, man. That's what we're all here about. That's it. So we...
So I guess Black Friday really does uphold to its name.
That is true.
That's fucked up.
Amazing. So after Wednesday's show, you talked me into going out to a party with you.
Sorry.
And it just kind of, it was fine. I enjoyed myself.
Well,
it reminded me of why I don't really go out anymore. It's like, I'm getting old and you guys are like 18, 19. And just no matter where I go, if it's a house party, it's just going to be a bunch of stupid drunk bitches and how old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay. Well, close enough. You guys like to hang out with like 18 and 19 year olds.
No,
like,
okay.
And I've already, and shit.
So no.
I've already tried that. I'm over it.
Okay. So that whole thing is I show up there because my buddy Jed, his little sister's over there, and there was a couple of friends over there, but I only knew like three people there. The other people are some
just random friends of friends.
Well, the reason why we went over there is because like it was me, my buddy Josh, and it's supposed to be my girlfriend Candace, my buddy Justin, my buddy Chandra, and our buddy Stephanie, and we were supposed to play a game of strip poker one Friday night, but it never happened. So
I'm glad it didn't happen last night.
So no, it didn't happen last night. It happened the night before that. So we all went out there and just had a little fun. We played a little, it was kind of a PG-13 strip poker, only above the waist, but it was fun. I mean, that's really the only reason why I went over there. And Saturday, it was supposed to be Chandra and Alicia calling me up. They're like, oh, we're getting a ball of tequila. It's going to rock. It's going to fucking, we're going streaking. We're running down the quad of the gymnasium, And no, it turned out to be fucking just a bunch of dumb fucks so I didn't know. You're like, seriously, the last party I went to was a lot better than that.
So we get there and we go in the door and shit, and I don't know anybody there except for Matt, and he's like introducing me around and shit, and then like all of a sudden this little like 4-year-old comes through the door and I'm like, what the? Are you kidding me? Who brought the child?
Who forgot about the responsibility for the evening?
I know,
it's
so awesome
these days, dude.
It's like she's there, the babysitter's there. She brought the kid, and no big deal. And I really don't give
a shit.
The
it was the neighbor's kid.
Yeah, it was just funny to me that there's like all these just wasted ass fucking people sitting around playing quarters, and like the kid rolls in and just hops up on somebody's lap, and they're like, "Oh, he knows how to play quarters.
Here,
let him
quick
play.
Get him a beer."
Yeah, exactly.
He's
so,
a total lightweight though, dude. The kid cannot party.
He's a 3-beer queer. I mean, I don't want to be mean,
but he's a.
That's understandable when you're 4 years old. So, and then after that, basically the whole night it was just like these big fat drunk bitches like just stumbling through the house going from room to room, and then going into the living room where this like just hard ass nasty disgusting gangster rap was playing. And when you see like fat bitches dropping it like it's hot to some fucking thugged out shit, it just amazed me. It was like, man, this is why I should go out once in a while, just so I can witness that kind of shit. So then we're just hanging out, chilling, they're drinking, smoking, whatever the fuck, and I'm ready to go. I'm good. I stayed for a couple hours. I'm over it by now. So I make sure Matt can get a ride home because he came with me, and that's all cool. So I go to leave, and I get in my truck, and I start it, and I see one of those fat bitches, like, stumbling halfway trying to run down the stairs, and I'm like, please don't come to my truck. Please don't come to my truck. Please don't come to my truck. So I start kind of backing out and shit, and she keeps walking over towards me. I'm like, oh, fuck. Goddamn. What the fuck could she possibly want? I bet she wants a ride. Watch this. And I roll down the window, and she's like, hey, can you give me and my friend a ride? We're stuck here. And I'm like, well, probably not. I'm going home, but where do you need a ride to? The Whitefish Hotel. It's just like 3 blocks away. And we're like down in Evergreen. And if you don't know like how the city or this little metropolis we live in is laid out, it's like Evergreen. And then you drive 20 miles down the highway, take a left, and that's Whitefish. And I was going like 15 miles the opposite way to go to my house. So I'm like, no fucking way, I'm driving you to Whitefish. And she's like, no, it's just a few blocks away at the Whitefish Hotel. And I'm like, is the Whitefish Hotel in Whitefish? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, no fucking way, I'm not going that way, I'm going home. And she just starts like almost crying, like, please, please. I'm like, how the fuck did you get here in the first place? I don't know, I'm drunk, somebody dropped us off. I'm like, well, you're old enough to, you know, call a cab or something. I don't have any money. And she's like halfway in the truck just leaning there so I can't like roll up the window and just be like, later, dude. You got, I couldn't.
Yes, you could have.
No, well, I could have, but she was all drunk and shit, and it would have just been a huge mess. So I'm like, hey, go in there and find Matt and tell him that I told you to give her, to give you a ride back home. And she's like, you're an asshole, fuck you. And she turned around and like started stumbling up the steps. And so what, did she end up finding you?
Yeah, she goes barreling to the house. Like, first, when she went out to your car, it was funnier shit because she busted out the door, tripped over the little door jam thing on the floor, fell and almost hit her face against the like the railing right there.
I just started laughing. That's awesome.
And then, yeah, she comes stumbling out. She's like, oh, is Matt here? I'm like, fuck, fuck, fuck. The summer's like, yeah, he's right here. And I'm like, son
like
of
she
bitch.
Didn't, she didn't know who you were.
No, I had no idea who that chick was. Dude, I didn't. I, like I said, I knew thought three she was, people there.
I thought she was just another one of your guys' friends and shit.
No, I knew three people there that night, man. And like,
that's
she fucking,
awesome.
She goes up, she's like, your friend Matt said you'd give us a ride. I'm like, I don't have a car, man. I was like, I rode up here with him and he pawned me off on one of my buddies because he was going home and I wanted to stay.
That's amazing.
And then she's like, I gotta get to Missoula.
What?
Yeah, then she started asking people if she'd give a ride to Missoula. She asked my buddy Josh.
Are you kidding?
Oh, no. She's like, I got no way. I got stuck. There's no way I could have gone to Missoula.
So
today.
Hold on. For anyone that may not know, Missoula is actually
2 hours 100, away.
It's 120 miles towards where I live. So like, if I even would have gave her a ride there, she would have made it to about Summers, and that's like still another 115 miles to Missoula. That's so crazy. So what would have happened if I would have been like in a good mood and been like, okay, hop in, I'll give you guys a ride, and I went to the Whitefish Hotel and just dropped him off, and she would have been like, this isn't Missoula. Like,
I don't, I don't know, man. They were, she said something like, like, well, this kid said she could have got a ride from her brother, but she's like, I hate my brother. He's a faggot, blah, blah, all this stuff. And I was aww, like, damn. But seriously, Matt, just think, man, if you, you probably could have tagged her little friend. She was all right.
I did not want any piece of either of any
of whatever
those.
You're saying in my house. You're like, she wasn't
the one
so
with
fucking
the
drunk. I would have tried to hit on.
That's a fucking lie. I said the one in the black sweatshirt.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, she was okay, but when they're sloppy drunk like that, that's so gross.
It's
like,
just easier to get
I'm not 16 anymore when you can get away with a chick being all sloppy drunk and passing out and, you know, maybe just the tip, you know? You can't do that anymore.
It was fucking bad. Like, man, these chicks were so fucking gross. Like, just their friend, that one chick, the one in the
herpes,
black sweater puked.
Herpes on her faces and shit. It was
she
just
she coughed into her hand and a bunch of mucus came in her hand and like looked over at my buddy who was sitting next to her. And so, he just was hating life the whole time. He looks at me, he's like, dude, this is fucking bullshit.
That's your friend that's sitting here
yeah,
on the couch
my buddy
right
Justin
now?
Sitting on the couch here. It was funny, but dude, she coughed into her hand, a bunch of mucus came out. He looks at me and just goes, ugh. Like that just quivers, dude. I started laughing. That's why I turned around. I was laughing so hard.
Can you get in front of that mic just for a
second?
Yeah,
come here, Justin.
Just for one second. Get in. Okay. So what's your name?
Justin.
Okay. So did you end up getting with that chick last night?
No.
No, not at all?
Are you kidding? I could have thrown up everywhere. It's so terrible. It's,
okay. Thank you very much, Justin.
It was pretty bad.
So
I mean,
before I go to leave, I totally forgot about this. The little car accident.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
I love it when people are like, I'm not drunk, I can totally drive. And they have such good friends there with them that they're like, okay, let's see it. So these people, let me just explain, and then you can go into what really happened.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Basically, this group of kids got in this car, went to leave, and as they were backing out, somehow hit this other car that was there and, like, hit it pretty all right. It wasn't, like, you know, really slammed into it, but there's a couple dents on each vehicle, and that just kind of sparked off a whole little awkward fucking confrontation. Well, that was pretty cool.
They actually, he didn't hit it when he backed, when he was backing out. He hit it trying to fucking pull in.
Really?
He pulled in the most weird way. I was standing out there smoking a cigarette, and like,
I could have parallel parked my truck in that spot.
I know, dude. What it was weird is how he hit the car when he pulled in. See, this is what he said anyway. You know, like, he come around the corner, he dropped all those people, he pulled in, then he backed out. Like, he pulled in, the car was fine, but then he backed out and went to pull back in and fucking smacked the back end of that one chick's fucking car and just crunched her back fender up, dude.
But I'm not drunk, I'm fine. So then what was up with, there was this one kid there that was dressed in all white with his hat cocked
he
to the
was
side,
gay.
Like, G'd up from the feet up.
That kid, believe it or not, dude, he's fucking gay. Like, he's straight up as a pole smoker.
Like, in reality?
No, like yeah, in like reality, the kid was fucking, that's right, that was that night. You left, we played strip poker that night. That was the night we played strip poker.
Last night?
Yeah, last night.
Or no, sorry.
The
I'm
night
an
before.
Asshole. Wednesday night.
Yeah. That was the night nice. We played strip poker. No, that kid almost, I got so pissed, I almost broke that kid's jaw.
Not a fan of
not
his?
Not a fan of his, no.
If he had a Twitter account, you wouldn't be one of his followers?
Fuck no. Now, this kid, right, so we're all in the room playing strip poker and everything like that, and we're back there and everybody's trying to get in, and we're all like, go away, right? And he comes in and tries to push the door open when somebody's pushing it closed, so I got up and I was like, dude, go the fuck away, and pushed him out the door, and I hear him, he goes, that fucking fat kid out there pushed me, dude, and I started putting my boots on, and everybody's like, whoa, Matt, what are you doing? I was like, dude, I'm gonna go punch that kid in the face. I was like,
hey, where are you going, Matt? Oh, nowhere, I'm just gonna go punch this faggot in the face.
So then Chandra goes out there and tells him, she's like, dude, she's like, one, you ever talk to my friend like that again, and I'll break your face, and she's like, and two, I just stopped him from coming out here, and believe me, that kid would fucking mutilate you.
That's awesome. So I would have paid money to see that.
He went and stayed in the apartment till I left. Apparently Chandra came and told him, she was like, dude, this kid is fucking you. If you would have seen some of the fights him and his brother got
that's
in, because
so
me
awesome.
And Sean have gotten into some fucking brawls, I tell you that.
So yesterday, yeah, so it was in closing. I had a good time.
It
everybody,
was fun.
Because I was just standing there like watching everything that was going on, and I was kind of twittering some of the key points.
Yeah, I knew you were on your phone putting that shit in.
For anybody that's a fan of, you know, all the fucked up stupid shit that happens. But yeah, everyone's like, what's the matter with your friend? He's all quiet and shit. What's the matter with him? It's like, I don't drink. I smoke. Yeah, I'm here trying to bust you guys. So
cop, run.
Yeah, I don't know. I that's what I do and shit. And they're like, oh, he didn't have fun, huh? I was like, no, I actually had a blast, especially when I totally denied that fat chick a ride to Whitefish. That was like my key moment in the evening.
I don't know, dude. You could probably got brain from both.
Again, I would.
So what? Head has no face, dude. It's just a mouth.
It does, though. It does.
Yeah, but just morals. Close your eyes and pretend it's like, you know, fucking Janet.
When the face is scraping against your balls and all you feel are these weird fucking bumpy acne looking things, like, nah, I'm good. You know, I'll just come home and jerk off to some
jerk
hot
off
porn.
To that fat girl
just
giving you head.
Between what I could imagine that their mouths smelled like, just between the liquor, and they just seem like some stank-ass hoes. Like, that just does not...
Well, apparently chick, my girlfriend worked with that girl like 4 years ago, man, and apparently she used to be hot, like the big fat nasty one with all the fucking herpes on her face. No,
nice.
She said that she was really pretty, she was all hot and everything like that.
Hey, everybody's pretty when they're a baby.
Yeah, you know, she said like
she's so cute when she was two.
Dude, I don't know, she probably got into smoking fucking dope. Look at her, dude, she looks like crackhead.
That could be it.
Her friend looks like a heroin addict.
I don't think you put on weight from smoking that, Matt.
No, that's the other drug.
Yeah, whatever.
So yesterday was Thanksgiving. Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving? Happy,
I had a great Thanksgiving.
Fucking stuff your face holiday to everybody, I hope. Yeah, did you guys all spend time with family? Like, it seems to be one of the holidays a year that's not, like, totally getting drunk, like, say, the 4th of July or Labor Day is, but it's more of a family-oriented kind of holiday.
Well, I don't know. We drank 4 bottles of wine and 3 cases of beer in like 5 hours.
Unless you were born on the res, I suppose.
I was born in the desert. I just lived on the res. What's good drunk? Smoke pinners.
Like I was saying, my grandparents are in town, and they're, I said this before, they're getting up in their, you know, mid to late 80s. And, like, my grandpa was in World War II on D-Day, like, the third day after D-Day in a tank thing and all this shit. Like, he's traveled around the world and stuff. So my grandma and my grandpa are fluent in, like, 5 or 6 different languages, really? Like Italian, German, really? French, English, just all these, yeah.
I know some Japanese.
Really?
Toyota.
Don't fuck you. So it's awesome. My grandparents have been married for over 60 years. And when any two people, guys, two girls, a guy and a girl, whatever, like after that long, you're going to have a bunch of arguments and shit. So the cool thing about this is it totally used to trip me out when I was a little kid. But whenever they would argue, like, and that happens multiple times a day, like all day, it seems like they will start out arguing in English. And then they will go, like, from English to Spanish, into Italian, into French, into German, and then they'll finish the argument in English again. It's, I don't know, it used to trip me out so fucking much when I was a little kid, because they'd start, like, what are you doing, this and that, and that would just, I would totally not know what the fuck they were saying for, like,
you
the next
pick up
5 minutes.
On any of it?
And then it would finish, like, oh, okay, now go in the kitchen, or whatever the fuck. And yeah, I don't know, it just used to trip me out, but everybody ate, like, all this fucking food. Ham and turkeys. Do you had ham and turkeys?
We had ham and turkey too. Wait,
that's awesome. And like it just blows me away that morning all those bombs and people in Mumbai or wherever the fuck were getting killed and shit. We're over here in America just stuffing the fuck out of our faces. Just like life is good if you're American and shit. And like in all these other countries, people are fucking starving. And granted, people are starving here, but like most of us are okay here. Over there, it's like the whole fucking place is starving and shit. And we just are just more. Like, I'm going to eat, and then I'm going to throw up, and then I'm going to eat some more, and then I'm going to have dessert, and then I'm going to throw up, and then I'm going to eat some more. Just because we can. Like, we just... It's amazing. Did you guys do that?
I'm not bulimic.
I'm just saying. I'm making a point, an exaggerative point that
you're bulimic. Well, go ahead and say it, man.
That I'm American, and if there's still food and I have no more room, fuck yeah, I'm gonna puke so there's room. You know, it's like cleaning up.
Hence, the same thing of drinking. You puke, drink more. Puke, drink more. Drink more than puke.
What did you do, Ben? We haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah.
What have you been doing? Family. Hold on. What have you been doing since you were last on the show? You used to be our period because we liked you, but not really, but kind of. So we were going to have you on the show every month, like once a month. But then you flaked out and that was it. What have you been doing?
I've been making mad beats and working on music.
So you said you had a little project you wanted to talk about on the show.
Yeah.
Please.
All right, is it cool to go then?
Go.
All right, I got a buddy named The Sauce, and he started...
Hold on.
The Sauce.
You have a friend named The Sauce?
Yeah, just as a DJ title.
Oh, that's his DJ name?
DJ Sauce.
It's DJ
I'm
name.
Saucy.
DJ names are getting like Hotmail email address accounts. Like you're running out of names that you can have,
yeah.
So you got to be clever with it or just pick something totally like The Sauce. Okay, so he's a DJ, The Sauce.
Yeah, and okay. So we've started on this new style called dubstep, and that's just a form of super industrial reggae mixed in with some hip-hop. Just super heavy shit's coming out right now in L.A.
Holla.
There's a lot of it coming out of Europe and all of that, and I don't know, a lot of the reggaetons that are coming out are way sick, but it's a lot of it's jungle, and it's way too hyper for people. They don't quite understand it. So now there's this new form called dubstep and glitch.
I don't understand your fancy music, modern technological music.
I think that people get on acid or mushrooms, they hear jungle music, they just can't make sense of it, like it doesn't process.
There's too many different sounds.
Listen to all these drums, I gotta leave.
Was that the beats that you were just showing me earlier?
No, you couldn't handle those? Or
no, I was just...
They were spacey.
It was like a techno hip-hop almost.
Yeah, exactly. And that's... See, once we get our... once we get on the CD mixer, we're going to be able to put and sample all different things, man. Like The Sandlot, I'm going to put out a whole Sandlot album. I'm going to put out fucking... Yes? Oh, closer to the mic.
Sandlot, like the movie Sandlot?
Yeah, like the movie Sandlot. I'm going to sample the fuck out of that. I'm going to sample all sorts of like...
You're killing me. Small, smirit, small.
No, I got the one already. It's You play ball like a girl.
Girl.
We're going to scratch the fuck out of that, dude. And we're going to bring in heavy, super heavy bass. Super heavy, just wobble sound. The wobble, wobble, wobble. It's going to be sick, man.
So what is the project? Is it just an album? Or like, what's the end game of this whole...
Well, I'm just seeing where it takes. For right now, we're just DJing around town at like shitty bars and wherever our friends go, pretty much.
It's a good place to start.
We've kind of DJed at a few house parties and that kind of thing, but I don't know. Caleb, a.k.a. The Sauce.
Holy
Which,
Christ.
That's great, huh?
Sometimes he's hot, sometimes he's mild. He is The Sauce. Nice.
All right, so anyway, he's got this barn up in Whitefish that we party in a few, and he's got this little... It's like a little platform on top of this other room. We go up there and DJ. We get it pretty hopping over there, but cops shut you down on occasion because the little dumbass people running around.
Huh, 26 Snatch says, I just shit out red pepper stank. Sorry, I was just...
Does that have anything to do with Tabasco sauce?
Maybe.
Maybe it has something to do with the sauce.
The sauce. Okay.
Ah. Oh, good.
Well, that's cool.
Anyway, so what we're going to do is we're going to get Matt on a few tracks. Got a kid named Kyler. Kyler Frisbee, we're going to get him on a few tracks.
Me?
Yeah, Matt, Jam
really?
Hole Matt.
Holy shit.
Well, there's two Jam Hole Matts, so I know what they're well, wow. talking about. Matt, a.k.a. Product. Product yeah, in the house. Product.
Razor.
Hey, maybe we can get the old school back.
You guys are the blackest white kids I know.
Except for me.
Except for you.
Except for I'm sitting here in plaid and a pair of Dockers.
That's awesome. Dude, bro, sweet Dockers.
Oh, man, those are great.
Nice.
So anyway, we're going to get that up and running. I got a few other MCs in town. I got a few other DJs in town. We're all about that shit. So if you guys know anybody local that wants to come hit it up, we'll be able to spin down with whoever is around, you know.
We will throw down with whatever, whoever,
yeah.
whenever.
We're getting a MySpace up. It's going to be collaboration MySpace. We're
oh,
going to get a few other
sick.
Ones.
MySpace, they are doing huge things nowadays. So,
I
you
heard
gotta
things
get all
about
up,
it.
You got to get up on that shit. Don't let it pass you by.
Yeah, good. Right.
Sorry. So what have you been doing otherwise? Like, still living with Marcus the retard farmer? And
retard farmer?
Yeah, he's a retard farmer. He's been on the show a couple times.
Oh, okay. Is that how people know him as?
Yeah, Marcus the retard farmer.
He's the herder, the herd master. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah, I've been living with him. Man, that's
He
fun.
Doesn't think very highly of you. Are you aware of this?
No.
Really?
I did not know that.
Let me tell you.
Oh, let's hear this.
He does not like... What have you... Do you know that he does things with your toothbrush?
Really?
Oh, that's fucked up.
Am I starting fights here? I don't want to. I mean, I'm just
true?
Saying. I'm
Is
just
this
saying.
True?
I'm just saying, not to cause fights, but guess what he did to your
yeah,
toothbrush?
Just,
you should fuck him up for that.
What word on the street is?
Guess what I'm doing to his toothbrush?
See, now it's going to start a fight.
Oh. Now it's personal.
No,
what
I'm
fuck?
Probably just kidding. But no, I went out and played kickball with them and the team, and we had the whole team almost come here, and like none of them could sit there and be quiet. Like, The guest we have right now on the couch is doing a good job. He's sitting there and he's shutting the fuck up. But these kids were like just talking. It was so
annoying.
Yeah, but
annoying. They drink a lot. That
yeah,
probably
and,
has a lot to
well,
do
and
with
that's
it.
What I said. I was like, come here, bring a bottle, and we'll drink, you know, while we're doing the show.
So
they came here, bottle three quarters of the way empty, all drunk and shit, and they just couldn't understand anything I was trying to explain to them. And I felt like a douche because I'm like, okay, you have to come over and sit down and shut up now. But, I mean, it's how it has to be, so... No, it's cool and shit. It was just that was my little experience.
Who
with
was
them.
That? Who
I
was
heard
that?
He knocked over. I heard somebody knocked over the mic and Braden cried.
Braden started crying.
And
yeah.
I heard it was kind of
was,
a bad
really?
Ordeal. People weren't into that.
I'd make fun of him because his dad killed himself and shit. Never batted an eye. Something goes wrong with this show, and he is gushing tears like there's no
Jesus.
Fucking tomorrow. It's like, wow, dude. All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're back here. And Braden's working now, obviously, which is why Matt's been kind of filling in. And if Matt
I have no job.
Exactly. I kind of traded.
I live off my girlfriend for the time being.
So
yeah.
She makes money.
When Matt gets a job, then I'll either have to do the show by myself or have...
No, I'll have a job where I can do it.
But he'll make sure he gets a job. Okay. So if you would like, maybe you can come and fill
yeah,
in
Yeah, I'll come
as
hop
well.
On every once in a while. That'd be cool.
Okay, good. Well, before we get into some confessions here, 26...
You're in confessions already?
No, not yet. We're going to do this first. 26 sent in a little... a chat log reenactment again. So we were kind of reading through this earlier a little bit, and I think it, they're both women. So
well,
we'll do our best to portray this as accurately as possible. So you will be number one.
All right.
Or am I number one?
I can do number one. I'll do number one.
Okay, you do number one. I'll do number two.
I just
and so the scene is people in front of their computers, a couple of chicks, and yeah,
okay.
Action.
Hold on, I'm not ready yet.
Oh, please.
I gotta get in the mental state here. Hold on, moment of silence.
Apologies to you for me rushing you.
Hey, man, you can't rush talent like
hey,
this.
Hey, whenever you're ready, all right. We got time.
Hello? Now, who are you?
I don't really want to say, but I think you're gorgeous. And I wish I knew you better. I wish we were together. I think you go to my school, but if not, then this is the wrong person. Well, not to be rude, but I want to lick your pussy until your legs shake.
Well, that is not rude at all. I just wish I knew who I was talking to. LOL. Not rude at all.
Would you let me if I told you who I was?
Depends on who you are. Are you female?
Yeah, lol.
Well, okay. Good. Well, then you're probably... Then again, now I fucked it up.
Oh, don't ever break character.
Dude, it's just like, it's so fucking like.
Prawly is probably, but internet talk. It's prawly.
Oh,
like, hey,
prawly.
I'll probably end up jerking off tonight, but then again, I probably won't.
Okay, I'll start after the, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, good. Well, then you probably, then again, now I sound like a slut.
No.
But I am quite flattered.
I know you're not a slut. I just wish I could fuck the shit out of you. I want my fingers deep in you.
Holy damn, girl. You know what I like. I can't believe I'm flirting with an unknown person. And I have to ask, what grade are you in?
11th. 11th?
I lost my... Okay. Thank goodness. Then by all means, is there anything else you have to say? Are making my horrible day much better. I just hope you aren't fucking with me. You fucking with me, girl?
I'd like to, winky smiley face.
Smiley face.
No, that's a Chinese smiley face.
Well, I'm flattered but suspicious. Do you plan on telling me who you are?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay, then, smiley face.
I can guess. I can give you hints and you can guess.
Okay, then, I will play that game.
Yeah.
Fuck, drink. I lost my spot. Sorry.
I love your long
hair. I have long hair. You see me a lot in school. Black hair, by the way.
Long black hair? Isn't that straight?
Yeah.
Are you taller than me or shorter?
Shorter, I think. Or maybe the same height. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Well, don't have any classes together, but I do see you. Where do I see you in the halls? Do I know you at all? Or any of your friends?
I have no idea. We might have some of the same friends.
Well, now all I'm thinking.
Well, I have like C-cup tits.
Oh! How many letters are in your first name?
6. I've had your serial number for a while. I just wasn't sure if I should IM you or not. But I'm still sitting here wicked horny thinking about you.
Ooh, well, that's just flattering. But now I really want to know who you are.
I'll come up to you in school Tuesday. I won't be there tomorrow. I have a pap smear appointment.
Okay, Tuesday it is then. You better be there. Smiley face.
Can we go into the bathroom? Winky smiley face.
I like you already.
I love fooling around in public places.
Oh, you
so dirty.
Oh, you expeditionist.
expeditionist?
That's what I think. I don't know.
Would you? If I wasn't like a beastly creature. Because I can assure you, I'm not ugly by any means.
Well, good. Very glad about that. Still, though, seems unreal.
Well, I'll prove it to you on Tuesday. I'll prove how real I am with my fingers inside you and my tongue on your clit.
And scene. Very nice. Hey, round of applause for that.
That was incredible. Thank you. That was awesome. Yeah,
very nice.
That was horrible.
Ben, you're did that make anybody's dick hard? Just throwing that out there. Ben?
No.
Matthew, is your dick hard?
It's like half cocked, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
I got a halfy.
I got a half of a half cocked, you know?
Is your dick hard? Just
no.
No? No, okay.
No.
I'm getting the nod.
Consensus is NA.
Negative Ghost Rider. All right, well, thank you very much for that 26. And again, if anybody would like to send us things in, email info@thejamhole.com. We have Stumble accounts, all that shit, Twitter, whatever the fuck. So, are you ready for some fucking confessions?
Oh, you
are you
know
ready
it
for the lifeblood of how my fucking day just gets so much better?
You mean like the point of the day where you just wait and wait so you can make fun of people who are in pain?
I wait for this.
All right. Whoa. Let's do it.
I hate the name Andrea. I hate it. Just, it makes me think of like a mermaid or something. What? I used to know this mermaid back in the day named Andrea. Total bitch.
Yeah. I heard she takes it out the blowhole, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Makes me sick to my stomach. Just the name. The very name Andrea. Just, I have to puke every time I hear it. I lost the two closest people to... Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you to whom it may concern. Thank you for this. I lost the two closest people to me who I had amazing chemistry with because I juggled them too and my boyfriend of the time.
Wow.
That can never... Have you ever never seen movies? That it's not going to end well.
You know, that's like that 70s show where he's like, I'm going to juggle until it blows up in my face. Well, kapooey.
Good plan. I don't want to be someone hiding a secret of despair. I don't want this hanging over me like a big what if for the rest of my life. But that's what it is. Do either of you guys have large what ifs hanging over your heads?
I do.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, I had a chance to either move to Spokane with this girl or move up here. And I decided to move up here. And I was thinking to myself, what if I went with her? I wonder what my life would be like. And then I really realized that, you know, crack's pretty easy to get in Spokane. And
I'd be in the fucking jail detoxing.
I would probably be in prison.
Nice. What's your big what if, Ben?
I lost track.
What if I would have been more regular on the jam hole? Would I be famous now? What if? Is that
what
it?
What if?
Do you think about that?
What if?
How
I
famous
did?
Are we?
I don't know.
What we got 17 people listening.
What do you weigh fame by? Money, because then not very. But
no, listeners,
not then, listeners, then definitely getting there for how long we've been doing it.
Considering it's only been a year.
Not even.
Yeah, we were just discussing that Wednesday.
Yeah, no, February 11th, I believe, that will
hell
be
yeah.
Here.
I'll be here for that show.
You, all right. We'll have a party. Super party status. All three of them have girlfriends now, and as far as I know, they're pretty damn happy. What if one of those girlfriends was me? It's only karma that I'm the one alone and miserable, right? Is that if you...
No, that's not karma.
That's just bad timing.
You know, I heard one of the greatest things, and it's from my favorite show in the whole world, That 70s Show, because of Red Foreman. He goes, you know, you don't have bad luck because you have bad luck. You have bad luck because, well, you're a dumbass. So,
words to live by, my friend.
To confession girl over here... You're a dumbass.
You're a dumbass. I deserve it. That's why I can't talk about this to anyone. Because I know at the back of their mind is going to be a comment like, it's your fault anyway. I would have went with, I told you so, but that works also.
I'm still sticking to dumbass.
P.S. The boyfriend I had at the time, he's about to leave his girlfriend for me. Yes.
Woo!
Or at least it feels like that. We have sex regularly. He tells me he likes me. He went after me a year after we broke up as well. And now that I've listed all my sins, I know for sure I'm going to hell. These aren't exactly...
So what are these? Just random thoughts
from
random people?
Anonymous internet confessions. This is humanity at its realest and finest point, my friend.
And we exploit the fuck out of it.
The fuck out of it.
Oh, do we fucking belittle these people.
I'll leave like little confessions that are like, we talk about you on the jam hole.
And you just let them know.
Yeah, just throwing it out there for whoever's like typing theirs at the moment. And they look up and they're like, this gets read. Delete, 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 delete.
Delete, back.
Backspace. Let's see. Fuck, I'm so... That was almost a drink. Fuck, I'm so screwed up. This is gonna sound kinda stupid, but I wish I didn't attract so many people because... Oh, excuse me. In parenthesis, because my expectations have grown too much to be satisfied, so I let everyone down. I'll probably die alone as well. Nice. Winky smiley face. That is nice.
Well, we all die.
Well, that's going a little above and beyond. They're like, because I juggled... two different boyfriends, now I'm gonna die alone. It's like, you gotta do something a little more than that, I think. Come on.
It's not very rational.
No.
Well, maybe...
How long's it been? Like, fucking 2 months? I mean, give it a minute, right?
Yeah, who knows, you know? I mean, you could've ended up with something a lot worse, like...
Yeah, the clap.
The clap.
My stepdad died 2 months ago.
Aw.
Because I killed him. I never cried. I usually bring it up to make others feel bad.
Sounds like you, Matt.
That's my go-to ace in the hole card for when people are pissing me off. And I'm like, yeah, well, my stepdad died recently.
I wish I had a father.
Yes. Do you huff cans of dust off?
24, at least 10 a day.
At least.
It feels like I'm walking on sunshine.
I have a punch card at Staples for dust off. I'm feeling depressed, of course you are, because people who, though I would like to think, are kind in nature and cruelty is something they do not intend, ... hurt me. People hurt me. I know it's not their intentions, but they do. I do nothing, but why are they jealous of me when I see nothing special in myself? I think this person just thinks, like, everyone's out, not out to get him, but, like, that kind of mentality.
Out to make them feel like they're a piece of shit?
No, just, like, everyone's always so super jealous of me. I have all this great shit happening in my life, and just, I don't even know people, and they're just so jealous of me.
Sounds kind of conceited, don't you think?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I'm so jealous. I got everything, and you don't have nothing.
My life is so amazing.
My life is amazing, even though my dad... sleeps around with my mom with 21-year-old prostitutes, and my mom's got a 19-year-old boyfriend.
That's something to be jealous about, right? No?
I guess.
Tomorrow will be Friday. Yes, Black Friday. And there will be that special guy, but, and there's that but I feel too downhearted to make a move. You gotta make a move. You gotta be the first to make a move. Just get on your knees and unzip his pants and take him into your mouth. And then he'll be like, yeah. I wish he would say something instead, but all he does is puts his hand on the back of my head and pushes me into his cock. I hate myself. But he doesn't, so he either is not interested, or has no idea, or is as bloody shy as me. That is a
maybe.
Sad... You should get a World of Warcraft subscription. Kev, I'm sorry, bro. I didn't mean to bro you like that, man. I'm sorry. I would never do anything to hurt you, bro, and I'd love you. I love you, bro. I love you more than anything. Leaving you would never be an option. You're my bro. Sam, I just want to get to know you. You're not my bro, but I want to get to know you. So far, it's just one of those innocent attractions one bro feels towards another bro, in which if I were single and it were legal, I would act on it. What?
Are you serious?
If what were legal? What are we talking about here?
Probably sodomization. You know, sodomy is illegal.
Do you live in Utah? Is it butt sex is illegal?
Pretty sure in a couple states it's no bullshit.
No.
I know in Texas, sodomy is illegal.
There's
in Texas.
Too much. There's way.
That's Texas, though.
Hey, God bless Texas.
This is fucking Montana.
Yeah, you should.
Well, I don't know, dude. You can't ride in your car with a sheep and shotgun unless you have a fucking. You cannot have, like, a sheep in the front without a chauffeur. What? With you. A chauffeur, in the state of Montana, you cannot drive with a sheep in your cab unless you have a chauffeur with you.
Thank you for that tidbit of
information. Hey, dude, I got pulled over last night because of a dude. I tell you what,
if
man.
If I didn't know my rights, holy
if
shit.
I didn't, yeah, if I did not have that chauffeur, dude, I couldn't have fucked that sheep.
I'm not single, and we would be going against policy. Is there like a bro rule book or something? Therefore,
maybe.
To Kevin, I will be faithful. And to you, Sam, I will be attracted.
Are these guys
what
or girls?
Is this?
These are dudes.
That's gay.
What? Yes.
They're
that's
gay.
Absolutely gay. What can happen, I'll never know, but I know I'm happy now, so I ought to suck it up and be a big girl. Oh, this is a chick?
Wait, what?
And let this slide. It's a chick in between two dudes.
Whoa, the table's
Eiffel
turned
Tower.
Here.
I was just making up all that bro shit. I was just trying to be funny.
Oh,
but
really?
I thought it was kind of going to that. Like, stop naming your females, what's that word? Ambiguous names. Or
ambiguous?
Androgynous names. Ambigu? I don't know. Pick whichever.
I think it's ambiguous.
Thank you. then use that one.
I don't know all your big words.
Like there and there.
There and there. They sound alike, but many different things. I don't get it. And when did math have letters?
I'm not sure if like any of my friends all that much. What? I'm not sure if I like any of my friends all that much or ever really did.
God, you're starting to sound like me.
I know. I hate all my friends because all my friends are douchebags. And that's not my fault. I tried, really. I did. Lord knows I've tried. It's really hard. Not you guys. I mean, present company excluded. But, you know, I have a lot of D-bag friends.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you,
you know what
man.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
Holla if you hear me. Holla if you hear me.
If you guys don't know, I grew up with Mark. And Mark is Matt's younger brother.
Right.
And we know a lot of real killer faggos, dude.
Huge faggos. Huge faggos.
Is your brother gay?
No, not at all. He's
that's not what I know.
No,
just a little.
Just between all the people he knows and all the people I know together.
And all the people
like,
I know.
We know a lot of douches. It's really hard to continue something that you know will end eventually. Like life, perhaps. Like it's going to end eventually. I just let it pass me by, you know. No big deal.
No.
My boyfriend is really awesome. He's got everything I want in a guy. No big deal. Problem is, that's like substitution for but.
And negates.
He's an international student in our country, and he will leave after he's done his degree, which is this coming school year. She went for the foreign kid.
She went for Fez?
Equal opportunity. We both decided that we will break up then since he's going to serve his time in the army and after that and as has his life plans ahead of him. And I am nowhere to be found in that life plan. I know because I went through it. The thing is that I'm kind of finding it hard to carry on knowing that our whole relationship has an expiration date. Well, you kind of know that going into it, right? You're like, oh, I'm such an amazing woman that once he starts getting all hooked on my vag, he ain't going back to his home country. And it's like, yeah, actually he is. And you knew that getting into it, so don't fucking whine about it.
I can just see how he's like, listen, it's been fun and all, but I actually got like a wife and two kids back home.
I know, right?
I really got
it's
to
like,
get going.
I'm actually 38. I was just going back to college, you know? It's like the in thing, isn't it?
Maybe.
That's awesome. Sometimes I just want him to cheat on me or cheat on him just so we'd have a fight so big that it wouldn't bother me if we break up or if he leaves. It would be less painful that way. You know what would be awesome is like they both cheat on each other and then they both come back and fuck each other one last time and then they both get AIDS. Just like the insult to injury, man, right there.
Insult to injury.
That's awesome. All right, a few more here. I love my girlfriend more than my boyfriend. What?
People really? Are fucking weird, man.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
This is what I live for. I love him, but I'm just so sick of him trying to stick his dick in me all the time. It hurts me. It hurts me a lot. And he doesn't even come from it anyway. What?
Wow.
Then why? What's the
why
point?
Are you fucking him?
My girlfriend is beautiful, and I know she wouldn't try to stick her dick in me because she doesn't have one that's real. Oh, man. How awesome would it be if her girlfriend went and got a sex change and came home, and now she's got two boyfriends that just want to stick their dicks in her? Oh, man, that would be amazing.
You think that would work?
Yeah. I think. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, it wouldn't be able to come, but...
I guess she has a strap on, but she's not always trying to stick it in her, you know. Oh. She's like, hey, I'm in this for both of us, not just for me. This
there you
is
go.
A mutual
yeah.
thing.
Well, maybe that
that's why you need a boyfriend and a girlfriend, whore. Yes. I mean, duh. I love her more than anything I've ever loved, ever, hyphen, but I
oh,
love
the
it.
But.
I love that but.
Totally just, negates everything.
Totally. But
let's
she,
give a ding for the butt.
But she loves her boyfriend more than she loves me. I cry a lot. I bet you do. That's like a fucked up love
trapezoid. You know what that reminds me of? Is this thing on Maury. They have like these people who are like, there'll be a girl with like five guys, something like that. It's a this mutual relationship type thing. Once,
right,
like,
open relationships.
Yeah, well,
like
it's
swingers.
Open relationship, but they all know that, you know, like you're they're all in a relationship together except for they're all just pounding
are
one
those
chick.
Called polygamous?
Yeah, that's what it
like
was.
Like that HBO show, Big Love?
Something like that, yeah.
Did you ever watch that show?
No, I just watched Oz.
The intro always kind of tripped me out because it starts out this dude and he pulls into a parking lot and he gets out of his car and he goes in one house and he's got three wives. So he goes in, puts his paper on the table, kisses her, goes out the back door into the front door of the next house, puts his keys on the counter, kisses that wife, pats the kid on the head, goes out that back door and into the third house, takes his shoes off and kisses the third wife. And like they all just live in this compound. It's kind of a weird show.
Are you following me?
What?
You following me?
That was you?
You better not tell Candace, man.
You're on HBO.
I wonder why that guy was following me around.
All right, a couple more real short ones here. I need a life.
Yes, you do.
And the last one, I think I'm turning gay. Yes, you are.
Yep. Well, this is what you got to ask if you know if you're gay. Go really look at yourself in the mirror and be like, well... Do I want to like look at a pussy or do I want to put a cock in my mouth?
I don't know. All right. Well,
it's difficult.
You ready to do some news here? Episode 118.
Yes, I am.
All right. Call it in the air.
Tails.
Heads it is.
Ah, damn. I wanted to call heads too.
Finally, man. I never win one. I know. Because I don't get to pick. I guess I could flip it and lie, but. I'm not a liar. I'm honest.
You're a fibber. See, the difference between a lie hurts somebody is what Justin's telling me.
A fib is for your own good.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to.
Exactly.
And I won't have to lie to you.
And I won't have to make fun of you about it.
All right. Well, keeping with the current Black Friday people dying at Walmart news, this one is called Walmart Worker Dies After Shoppers Knock Him Down. Yes.
This is getting crazy.
Yep. Tis the season.
Fucking out of control.
You would think these people are like someone needs to go to the big line at like 4 a.m. of people and be like, hey.
Don't kill people.
No, be like, hey, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we're kind of in a depression. Maybe you should not be waiting here in line to buy
shit that you don't need.
That your relatives are just going to take back the next day. We call that White Friday. Because, yeah. All right, so this came out in New York. A Walmart worker was killed Friday when, quote, out of control shoppers, desperate for bargains, broke down the doors at a 5 a.m. sale. Like, really, though? You're all adults. What the fuck does Walmart have that you need to be camped out at 5 in the morning that you're like, oh my god, it's the last virgin in the town. We have to get this. Like, you should have everything you need by now that you're trampling people over just to get a bargain on something? Like, really?
Dude, are you serious? Do you know how many cuts there were on price? I seen plasma TVs going for like $60.
But
dude,
to
like,
this extent, like, I don't know. I'm not that materialistic.
Have you ever been to Walmart?
Maybe if it was like a sale on microphone.
I'm on the same page as Matt, honestly.
It's just stuff.
Which Matt?
Oh, Jam Hole Matt.
Right.
Jam
Hole Matt. It's just stuff, right? Holler at me.
Yeah,
I mean,
just,
what the fuck?
It's just stuff, but you have to remember, like, look at the people hanging out at Walmart, dude.
Well, yeah, okay.
What lie? Like, seriously,
never
man.
Mind.
They don't have much else in their life. They
yeah,
need
they got
that
much
plasma.
To, much to aspect yeah. in life to bring themselves, you know, going, hey, I'm going to go to Walmart. It's just it's Sunday, kids. Put on your Sunday best. We're
yeah,
going to Walmart.
I've seen that around here. We used to go drive through Walmart parking lots on Saturday and Sunday and go hijacking, stealing these jack balls. Excuse my face. Because I was like, you could come out of Walmart parking lot with like 15 of them, no joke. Just
I used to just go through their cars and rob shit because I needed drugs.
See, that, me, I can just be like, oh, here's your jackball back. You're like ripping out stereos and shit.
No, more like cases of beer.
Please don't incriminate yourself cigarettes. On my show.
Why?
Nah, you're slandering
I've already
yourself.
Been called for all of it.
I know. Is that self-inflicted libel? Can you sue yourself for millions? No. I guess you don't have a million to sue for, do you?
The hell am I going to sue myself for, man? What, my flashy 91 Chevy Blazer that's sitting outside my house fucked up?
Up on blocks.
Up on blocks.
Other workers were trampled as they tried to rescue the man, and customers shouted angrily, "Get the fuck out of the way! I need these tampons on sale!" Like, really? Just help the guy up and then go. Fucking adult. And it's like, you just, the night before, you all just got done sitting down with your family, giving thanks and praying to God for all this amazing shit we have. And now, like, all that little bit of humanity just goes out the door because there's a sale at Walmart on shit. Oh, my God. People amaze me. That's so beautiful.
I work over at Sportsman, and people go fucking crazy for 15%, dude. Seriously, there's 400 people.
Sportsman is like, fucking expensive, dude.
Oh, but yeah, dude. But every diamond-wearing bitch that comes in there, man, is walking out with $2,000 worth
and
of
what,
shit.
And what they don't know is the fucking week before, they upped all of their prices 40%. So you know what? You're not really getting
a dude,
deal.
Yeah, you're still losing that 20.
But they sell, They upped it 60%, and now it's on sale for 40% off. You're still losing money.
Yep.
Like, go buy boxes of ramen noodles and get ready for this apocalypse we're about to fucking have.
Urban warfare is going to break out.
That's what the Mormons are doing, man.
Fucking
straight loading up down in their basement.
I'm going to be pissed if the last race of people on this planet after all this shit gets on and popping are the Mormons.
The Mormons.
I will single-handedly kill them all. I'm just throwing that out. Just saying.
That'd be fucked up.
I am not going to be.
Mormons have like 12 kids. In each house.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to be the last dude on this planet stuck with a bunch of fucking Mormons and they're screaming fucking kids. No, thank you. Nah, dude, I'm good.
It's either that or convert. It's not much of an option for men.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks.
You either need to convert or die. Give me a fucking gun.
So officials said they were closing because of the death, police and witnesses say. At least four other people, including a woman who was 8 months pregnant, were taken to hospitals for observation or minor injuries, and the store in Valley Stream in Long Island closed for several hours before reopening.
Wow.
You go there knowing that it's about to get fucking nuts up in this piece. It is about to get crazy. But let's bring your 8-month pregnant wife. Here, honey, can you push the cart for me? I need to fucking throw down blocks to get us through this fucking crowd of trampled dead people. It's Walmart.
Bring the brass knuckles for this shit.
I could see maybe a Brookstone or something that has kind of cool shit. It's Walmart. They have the same shit. The shit that you probably have 10 different versions of at home right now. But, I have to get here. I have to get through the doors. You don't understand. My life will cease to exist if I don't get in here and get this 40% off deal. Like, I will just die. I'll kill myself right here. I will add to the body count. Do you want that? Then let me the fuck in. Don't give me that self-checkout bullshit they pay you for.
Sorry. Are you kidding me? Do self-checkouts? The greatest thing Walmart's ever invented. I don't have to fucking talk to people that
And you
register.
Can steal so much shit.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
amazing. I mean, if you wanted to.
It's
if you
amazing.
Were if you were like that, if you really needed shit from Walmart that bad, you could just fucking roll through there.
People fucking calling me up the ass over here.
Shoppers stepped over the man on the ground and streamed into the store. Of course they did, because they're all adults. When
they're
told
fucking
to leave,
selfish bastards.
When told to leave, they complained. Of course they did. They're adults. They complained that they had been in line since Thursday morning. Well, you should have thought of that about that before you trampled some fucking worker. I mean,
and nonetheless, he was probably an 80-year-old man, because that's the
probably.
Only person they pay to stand in the front.
The greeters. But you think, like, if Walmart really cared about their business that much, they would just get like a big snow shovel and just start getting the bodies out of the way, making a little path for everyone to go through. Fuck. Nassau police said about 2,000 people were gathered outside the store doors at the mall about 20 miles east of Manhattan. The impatient crowd knocked the man over, identified by police as whoa, dude. Can you have a J and a D like right after another? some dude from Queens, who is probably an illegal immigrant, to the ground as he opened the doors, leaving a metal portion of the frame crumpled like an accordion.
Wow.
The quote, "This crowd was out of control," said Nassau police spokesman. He described the scene as utter chaos. Walmart, utter chaos.
That is just...
it's beautiful.
I mean, I've been to Walmart on some of the busiest days. Oh, yeah. I cannot just imagine, like, 2,000 people just banging on the door, and the guy, you know, sitting there just sweating, going, fuck, I gotta open up this door.
Like, Sundays after church,
yeah,
it's
Sundays
nutty.
After church, dude, it's such bullshit. Like, my sister, when I worked at McDonald's with my sister, she sent me down to the Walmart McDonald's because they needed help. And I go down there, man, it's such a small... dude, I'm talking, like... oh, God, there's so many fucking people in there. And it's just like they come up with like the weirdest people come there. The
yeah,
weirdest
oh, yeah.
fucking people. I've seen dudes
like, hey,
coming.
You're Amish. Get the fuck out. This is our store, bitch.
I've seen some like 6'8" fucking fat guys just sitting there, like walk through the store buying.
Did you hear we're getting a super Walmart here?
What?
Like, yeah. If
yeah,
you guys,
no, supposed to be the old Costco.
If you guys don't know, here in Kalispell, it's pretty small, but we have like Best Buy now and Target. We just got that in the past 5 years.
Famous days.
We just have a normal Walmart. So, yeah, now they're going to build a super Walmart, and I could not be more excited.
I'm so happy for it.
People are going to start dying here now.
I sure fucking
so, anyway,
hope so.
Anyway, is that it for that story?
No.
No, okay.
But...
all right, well, I'll keep talking.
No, that's fine. Hold on. Let's we do need to get through this. So, drink.
Drink?
Items. Yeah, we started a new game if you guys are new. It's kind of... whenever we read things and we lose our place, then you have to drink. That's all. So items on sale at the store included,
oh, God,
but are not limited to, a Samsung 50-inch plasma HDTV for only $7.98, a Bissell compact upright vacuum for the low, low price of $28, a Samsung 10.2 megapixel digital camera for just $69, and DVDs such as The Incredible Hulk for as low as $9.
Wow. Yes.
DeMauer, 34, was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead about 6 a.m., police said. The exact cause of death has not been determined. Well, here's a shot in the fucking dark. He was trampled by like 800 fat fucking Walmart people. Hmm? Just a shot in the dark. 20.
It's always the trashiest just motherfuckers saying. Rolling in there with shotguns, rolling in there with mullets,
oh,
400
yeah.
pounds overweight.
It is too, man. It's like, you. I've seen, yeah, man, it's exactly what you're saying, dude. You walk in there and it is just some of the fucking weirdest people. I've seen a bearded lady in there, man. It's,
yeah, I saw a lady with a mustache one time.
I've seen
it's
a lady
with
a beard.
75,
and
man.
That's just the people that work there.
Yeah, you should see the customers.
A 28-year-old pregnant woman was taken to a hospital where she and the baby were reported to be okay.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
At
they
least.
They were reported to be poor, but okay. Police said criminal charges were possible in the case, but Fleming said it would be difficult to identify individual shoppers. They are reviewing surveillance video. Walmart Stores, Inc., based in Bentonville, Arkansas, called the incident a tragic situation and said the employee came from a temporary agency and was doing maintenance work at the store. That sucks. He's like, I'm not even supposed to be here today.
And he got okay. That's the guy who got trampled and killed.
Yes.
The maintenance guy.
Yeah, right?
The guy who has the shittiest job in Walmart has got to go and do all the maintenance and all the repairs and all the fucking kids that fuck shit up, playing their little fucking video games. He's like, oh, this is a great day. Ain't nothing bad going to happen to me. I just got done Thanksgiving.
Hey, woo! How embarrassed are you when you die and you're walking around and you're dead and, you know, another dead person comes up and they're like, so how'd you die? And he's like, I got trampled on Black Friday at Walmart.
At fucking Walmart when
and
I wasn't...
You, what do you say to that? You just fucking point and laugh and move on with your day, I guess.
No, I'd be like, well, you're going to laugh at me, but I had a heart attack at Scissors at All You Can Eat Buffet.
Yeah. quote, the safety and security of our customers and associates is our top priority, of course.
Yeah.
Said Dan Folgman, a company spokesman. At this point, facts are still being assembled, and we are working closely with the Nassau County Police as they investigate. Are you okay? Shit is chronic.
It is.
As they investigate what occurred.
Jesus.
Wow. It ain't that chronic, but fuck. All right.
Cancer, motherfucker.
Kimberly Cribbs, who witnessed the stampede, said shoppers were acting like savages. When they were saying they had to leave, that an employee got killed, people were yelling, I've been online since yesterday morning. She said they kept shopping. They're like, fuck you, wasn't me that died. I'm gonna get my fucking bargains, biatch. Shoppers around the country line up early outside stores on the day after Thanksgiving in the annual bargain hunting ritual known as Black Friday. That's so brilliant to me that, like, you people are so retarded that you will do this.
And you will, like, kill somebody for low bargains
at Walmart?
They
encourage it because that's good for the economy. We want people to spend some of this, you know, money that they've been hoarding. But it's like, wow.
What, rich people don't shop at Walmart? Rich people shop at, like, fucking Borders?
Well, yeah,
they shop online, man.
The whole idea of Black Friday, it's like a crowd mentality. If, like, 10 people go out, 20 are going to go out. And once you get a crowd, everyone's like, oh, what's this? And then they, you know, it's...
They handpick. They're like a bunch of vultures.
Yeah, exactly. They're just mindless fucking cattle at that
point. It's so pathetic, dude.
Mindless
that it goes
cattle
on.
With money is basically
pretty
all
much. Yeah.
All right, well, that is it for that story. What you got for us? Episode 118.
All right. This one is called Gay Penguins Steal Eggs from Straight Couples. Pick this story because I didn't think
you're
animals...
a penguin fan.
Well, I am. I like penguins, you know, but at the same time, I never knew that penguins...
We're gay.
Like, we're gay. Says here, a couple of gay penguins are attempted to steal eggs from the straight birds in an effort to become fathers, in air quotes. It has been reported.
They learned it from watching gay people. They're like going around stealing babies because in some places, I guess, you're not allowed to adopt kids if you're gay.
There is. There must have been some picket signs out there. The seals are out there going, no more queers.
Right? The penguins are like, sorry, you guys are fags. We can't let you have little penguin babies.
Yeah, but really, how the fuck can you tell them apart?
Like dude, you're a fucking penguin. Who cares?
I know. Okay, so the two penguins have started placing stones at the feet of parents before waiting away with their eggs in a bid to hide their theft.
They're paying female penguins in rocks to have their child.
No, they're putting stones. Well, you know, I mean, I don't know. I got really fucking high and watched that the March of the Penguins. And apparently, like, giving a stone to a penguin, like, they go out there and they search for days for the perfect pebble to give to the mate they want. That's like basically...
That's kind of like what people do, though.
Yeah, it's like a ring. It's like the wedding ring, exactly.
It's a stone, a diamond, whatever. We're just smarter, so we like pretty stones that are rare and cost, you know, little African children's lives and thousands of dollars. Penguins are just like, here's a rock. I found it.
Pretty much, but they search.
I hope you like it. Can I have sex with you now?
But the deception has been noticed by the other penguins at the zoo, who have ostracized a gay couple from their group. Now keepers have decided to segregate the pair of 3-year-old male birds to avoid disrupting the rest of the community during the hatching season.
Can you imagine, like, the little gay penguin there with, like, a little gay picket sign? He's like, I'm a little penguin. I'm here. I'm queer. Get used to it.
It's like California.
It is.
Except in penguin land.
It's Penguinville. That's amazing, dude.
It's virtually the same, man. That's
we
nuts.
Mimic them, or did they learn that from mimicking us, or is that just how people...
Oh, hell.
Maybe we're made out
of
penguins.
How do you know that they're just, like, two buddies? Like, how do you know they didn't just make a bet with, like, all right, dude, if this happens, we can't get married. We got to raise a kid together, you know, like what you don't know what happened. There could have been a bet going on.
Right,
there could have been a bet between a bunch of penguins saying, if you guys fuck this up, you gotta be gay. you don't really know. No,
damn it. That's so awesome.
All right, one of the responsibilities of being a male adult is looking after the eggs. Despite this being a biological impossibility for this couple, the natural desire is still there, a keeper told the Austrian Times newspaper. Wow, even though that they are not supposed to be gay and that it's apparently theoretically impossible.
Right? They're like,
for
you
the
guys,
birds to be gay. They're like,
you guys don't even have dicks. What are you doing?
I know. Well, they just wanted a kid together so bad. They're like, but God, I just don't want to go through the whole thing of waiting, you know,
but
for
check
my
this
kid.
Out. Think of it this way. You want a child so bad, but even though how bad you want that child, you're not willing to put up with a female. Like, that just is like, yeah, really, dude? Well, like, we want a kid so bad. They're like, well, be with a female. And they're like, well, we don't want it that bad. I mean, come on. Can I just fuck her and then she can just give it to me, like, when she's done?
Me and my buddy will raise, you know.
Me and my brodo.
Me and my brodo over there. We're going to bro down later.
We tried to bro down and have a baby, but it just didn't work.
Apparently, it's not discrimination. It is not.
Because penguins don't know what the fuck discrimination is. Oh my God.
We have to fence them separately. Otherwise, what? The whole group will be disturbed during the hatching time.
Well, yeah, you don't want it. Your straight couples are sitting there watching this big gay penguin circle jerk, and you're like, dude, I don't want to watch that. I'm trying to fuck my wife here. Could you imagine trying to fuck your wife while there's a gay circle jerk going on? Like, yeah, you got to fence them up.
Yeah, that's
like,
not fun, man.
They take the non-smoking penguins and the smoking penguins, and they fence off the smoking penguins.
Well, you know what, dude? I bet the penguin's like, hey, you ever did your old lady in the butt? Well, yeah. Well, then there you go. What's not gay about that? You fucking ass, I fucking ass. Mine just happens to have a dick on the other side. What kind of it? Say something.
Do penguins have dicks?
Do they have these little pokey thingies that they just...
They have conversations. No. Jesus, dude.
No, they just get prayed in like you, Matt, because they're asexual now.
Right. I just split myself in half when I'm ready.
All right.
How awesome would that be?
There are numerous examples of homosexuality in the animal kingdom, but gay penguins have been captured the public's attention for more than any other species.
Wow.
Wow.
What about pandas? What about pandas, huh?
What about gorillas?
What about, yeah.
Pandas. I think pandas are different because they're pandas.
Because they're bears and
yeah, but they're
birds.
Black and white.
Yeah, but pandas are like cute and cuddly, you know? And they're like, oh, they're just cuddly. Penguins
yeah,
are just...
penguins are gay
penguins
and they
are suck. penguins are birds yeah. that have no feathers and can't fly.
That sucks. Told you. All right, German, so is that it for that story?
Does it say anything about the penguins having gay sex together, though?
Well, I don't know. Well, a German zoo provoked outrage from gay lobby groups after they're attempting to mate a group of gay male penguins with Swedish female birds who were flown in especially to seduce them.
Because you have... Hold on, because... You have absolutely nothing better to be doing with your time than like trying to get dude penguins to
fuck.
Dude,
they brought Swedish female penguins to come in and be like, hey, excuse me, you want this out?
Yeah. And they were like, is that a chick? Then nah, I'm good.
Well, see, maybe the Swedish penguins, you know, maybe they like tape some up there. Well, anywho, it says, but the project was abandoned after the males refused to turn.
Of course it was.
Showing no interest and there would be no mates. In 2002, a couple of penguins at a New York zoo who had been together for 8 years were outed when keepers noticed that they were both males. Wow.
Like, thanks for blowing my cover, dick. Everything was cool. No one even knew until you were like, hey.
That was awesome.
Are those a couple of dude penguins bro-ing down? And they're like, fuck.
They're like, hey, look at those two. Look at those two male birds. Hey, you quit that.
So is that it for that story?
Yeah,
that was a great story. Thank you very much for that.
I thought that wouldn't be interesting. You know, I mean, come on, like really, it's really weird to see like you know animals being gay. I mean, it is totally perfect. Like you see a gay man walking down the street, another gay. Like there's this town over Maine, Provincetown, Maine.
Hey, Matt. You're right. That is weird.
It is weird. I don't know. I was going to go off on a story. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Matt.
Well, this one is called Man Hit by a Cella Train Survives. Witnesses say victim didn't know what hit him. Because that's funny. This comes out of Boston, Massachusetts. A man is recovering in fair condition with back injuries after getting hit by a train in a collision that some said should have killed him. They're like, dude. That should have killed you. No, really, because I was the one that pushed you, and that really should have killed you. I mean, I don't know why you're still alive
right
now.
You took a fucking train, dude.
The victim, identified as Jack Daniels, 61,
yes!
I'm not even kidding, of Canton, was crossing the tracks at the Canton Junction station about 11:20 a.m. Thursday when he was hit by a northbound Amtrak Acela train heading from New York to Boston, which was speeding by at 90 miles an hour. So... my question is, if a train leaves from New York going to Boston, traveling approximately 90 miles an hour, and another train, call it Train B, leaves Chicago and is going to Boston, traveling at 90 miles an hour, and Train A hits this guy, obviously, but Train B does not, which train would get there first?
Well, I'm
Train
gonna,
B?
I'm gonna, you know, I want to honestly say that maybe it probably if it was same distance, same time and all, I think they both do because seriously,
Okay, I was just making that up. Okay,
I know, but a train hitting a person, I don't think it's going to slow down too much.
Stop, right.
Yeah, it's going to be like, boom, they're not going to feel it. They're going to be like, what the fuck was that? Uh-oh.
The train does not normally make a stop at that station, except when it hits people, of course. Witnesses said the man didn't know what hit him. Haha. Quote, I said, sir, excuse me, sir, you just got hit by a train. And the sir says, no, I didn't. And then I say, yes, actually you did.
And, how do you just pretend that didn't happen?
And I put my arms around him, and he goes, where's my teeth? And his back was ripped all the way down. That's so awesome.
And he's just like,
excuse me, sir, you just got hit by a train.
No, I didn't.
Yes, sir, actually you did.
Nope.
Where's my teeth?
Where's my teeth at? Dude, how do you just walk that off like hit by a train? Hey, you didn't see that, did you?
I mean, no? your name's Jack Daniels, so I guess, I don't know if that was like just a joke.
He's fucking wasted.
That's your birth name, or if you just changed it to that? Are you an alcoholic if you change your name to Jack Daniels?
Yes.
Well,
maybe, I don't know, because Jack Daniels is just a pretty fucking
and
pimp,
then
man,
check
dude.
This out, and then you get a really bad coke habit, so then it's like Jack and Daniels. Coke. Ah.
Oh,
but then your life just totally gets destroyed.
Well, I don't know, man. I think it'd be pretty cool to have Jack Daniels as a name. Come on,
I guess
I don't really like my name. I mean, it doesn't sound suave.
I'd be like Matt Jameson.
Matt Jameson.
He said the man was clearly in shock and refused to lie down afterward. He was just looking for his teeth. His teeth were over there on the ground. Nice. Daniels was flown to Massachusetts General Hospital with several non-life-threatening injuries, police said. He told onlookers he tried the dangerous crossing because he wanted to get a cup of coffee at a nearby shop. So you're like, running? Holy shit, dude. I'm so tired. I need coffee. No, like, I need
it. That must have been some good coffee.
Well, sir, you're going to have to wait for that. No, fuck that. And then he just goes. And then just gets fucking plowed.
What if it was like this? What if you think he was standing there with his buddy saying, hey, I bet you can't get across that track before the train comes.
I bet you a cup of coffee I can.
Watch this.
And
boom!
Then he just, oh, nailed it.
But dude, like, man, he survived?
One witness said he couldn't believe Daniel survived. Quote, those trains move fast, and I'm surprised he was conscious. It's just unbelievable. It's an act of God. Police said anyone trying to cross the tracks wouldn't have much time to react in the face of an oncoming train, unless you're a ninja. Quote, it comes very, very fast.
Really?
I get it.
That's funny. Just like if you have whiskey, or no, wait, that's, you won't come at all. Never mind. But that's still funny. he probably had about a second and a half to make a decision. He made the wrong decision.
Wow.
Is that your quote? The train was delayed for 2 hours. See, train B would have made it. You were absolutely right. Woo! We have fences.
Damn.
We have signs. We have big yellow lines, and people still choose to trespass. And if there's any message that we can get out, it's please don't go on active railroad tracks. That is a message I think we can all take to heart tonight.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's it for that story. All right, read one more. I'll read one more, and then we'll do some
this one. Caught please. My this one caught my eye because it is just the coolest thing. This one is called "Researchers Find Oldest Ever Stash of Marijuana."
Wow!
Yes,
oldest like in
oldest
like.
I will tell
old
you,
stale.
Like I've been saving this for a special occasion.
No,
old,
this
like
is like this
or?
Is like. Like scientific discovery, man.
This is like fossilized shit.
It
right?
says researchers say they have located the world's oldest stash of marijuana in a tomb in remote part of China. The cachia of cannabis is about 2,700 years old and was clearly
that's some old shit.
clearly cultivated for psychoactive purposes rather than as a fiber or clothing or as food, says researchers. Paper in the Journal Drake. Of Experimental Botany. Yeah, okay, botany. There was 789 grams of dried cannabis was buried alongside a light-haired, blue-eyed Caucasian man. Likely,
How much?
789 grams.
That's like ounces and shit. That's wow. Like pounds and shit. I bet. Holy shit. That's awesome.
It's a lot,
like 2,000 years ago. So that's what, like 18 something about
789.
That's like the Western days, right?
Well, it's 2008.
All right.
Minus 2,700 years.
Right, so that's about 18 something.
Sure.
As an estimate. Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, people, it was a Caucasian man.
I've been smoking weed since back in the day, yo. So great.
All right. The extremely dry condition and alkaline soil acted as a preservative, allowing a team of scientists to carefully analyze the stash.
Oh, hey. My 26 Snatch says, my friend got a hand job on Whiskey Dick, and it lasted 1.5 hours.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which,
that's interesting.
Well, apparently, even after 2,700 years, this weed was still green.
Really? Did they smoke that shit?
Though it had... Yes,
holy
but it
Christ.
Did. Okay, it says here it had lost its distinctive odor. To our knowledge. These investigations provide the oldest documentation of cannabis as a pharmacology. I'm going to say it like pharmacology.
Right.
Active agent. Oh! Fuck
that's
yourself,
awesome.
Matt.
Awesome.
Okay.
And drink. Fantastic.
The remnants of cannabis have been found in ancient Egypt and other sites. And the substance has been referred to by authors such as Greek historian Herodotus. Wow. But the tomb stash is the oldest so far that could be thoroughly tested for its properties. Wow, man.
That's awesome. Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Do you smoke pot?
I don't.
How come? Did you used to?
Yeah.
Hey, remember when I told that story about that kid that ate mushrooms and ended up like waking up, or his parents caught him like pissing himself on the carpet? Who was that, Ben?
Braden?
No. Who was it, Ben?
What do you mean?
Does it rhyme with 10?
Yeah. Yeah, actually it does.
If I get the...
All right, sorry.
George.
I was just clarifying that.
Okay, so
I'm just citing my sources. That's all.
The 18 researchers, most
of them...
Ben's
going to jail when he gets home.
The 18 researchers, most of the... See, you made me mess up, Matt.
Drink.
The 18 researchers, most of them based in China, subjected the cannabis to a battery of tests. Including carbon dating and genetic analysts, scientists also tried to germinate 100 of the seeds found in the Kashi, which success.
Wow, so they found seeds and smoke.
Yeah, but they without success, they couldn't germinate.
Well, right, because they're probably dead by, 2,000 years. That's some old shit.
Huh. Oh, the marijuana was found to have relatively high content of THC, the main active ingredient in cannabis, but the sample was too old to determine a... precise percentage. That's in nanograms.
That's
for the layperson.
Because I remember reading something that said nowadays weed is way more chronicer than it was back in the day, yo.
Apparently this one
just
had a relatively
head.
High content of THC, which means one of these doctors is like, man, we just found some weed. Oh, he's got some papers. Let's see.
And that's it.
They tested like 2,700 years old.
And he's like,
oh, this is going to taste like shit.
We tried to grow it. That failed, obviously, but we did smoke some, and I just have to say our research is proving very, very good. Very good.
As they do sitting there eating a fucking thing of Domino's pizza. It was really fucking good weed, man. It was good shit.
I wonder, what happened to where the dude was buried, next to his weed stash. If he was just, the main weed dealer around back in the day, and he's like, when I die, man, bury me on my weed, man. And then they're like, okay, crazy.
All right, well, let's...
So is that it for that story?
No, there's actually kind of a little bit.
You don't have to read the whole
thing.
Well,
I know, but
really
I was
going to
see
but.
If
okay
we're gonna well apparently the man is 45. They could not determine whether the cannabis was smoked or ingested, as there were no pipes or other clues in the tomb of the shaman.
Survey says
I'm a dumbass. Who was about 45 years old? All right, well, there was a big wooden bowl involved.
All right, so is that for that story, Matt?
Yeah, I don't know if he was buried. I'll tell you later. I'll read on.
Okay, so is that for that story, Matt?
Yes, it is.
All right, well, I'll do a story here, and then we'll do some clues, and then we'll...
Are we going to do that book?
What? No, I'm going to save that for another day.
Oh.
But we're going to do some clues, and then we're
going to
get
out of here. What book
is that? The Brocabulary book. When I was at Borders today and I heard the Black Friday thing, I was getting my grandparents to buy me some books. Because wanted to buy me something. I don't know why.
There's a doctor from Missoula, Montana.
Because I guess they're not feeling the depression as bad as other people.
The guy from Missoula, you said?
The guy... No, no, no. They said the material is... I can't pronounce that word.
And drink?
Go yep. on.
No matter has previously had this degree... Oh,
the word unequivocally, I think, is the word you're looking for.
So I guess one of the doctors from Missoula, Montana was on his project.
From the U
of
what?
M?
We got to find that guy and smoke that
down. His name is Dr. Russo.
Really? We should try and interview him. That's pretty cool that he was down on that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So is that it for that story?
Yeah, that's it. I already said that, dude. I was just okay. You asked
well,
me
that
why he was buried with it. I'm trying to find that out.
Right. Well, that is very interesting.
Just trying to say maybe, you know, that the state I live in, Montana, finally somebody did something for
that's
something.
That's right. We found some old
we
ass.
We found some chronic.
Yeah.
What?
All right. Well, this one is called Woman Cleared of MySpace Bullying. It appears that MySpace is a breeding ground for awful people and people that bully other people until they commit suicide and... Yeah. An American woman accused of driving a teenage girl to suicide by bullying her on MySpace. Something I never thought in my whole life, like, I would ever say. Like, suicide because you got picked on the internet. Wow. That, I know, right? That is just, oh, man. I have a hard time wrapping my head around that. She has been cleared of one of the most serious charges against her. Lori Drew, 49. She it's not even a kid, dude. She's almost 50. And she's up on MySpace on the internet just being a fucking cunt because she has nothing better to do.
Talk about low self-esteem.
You
have to get
right?
off on that, man.
You're not even in real life picking on people. You're fucking going onto MySpace and doing it.
You don't
it.
Even have the balls to look them in the eyes when you're talking shit.
What do you think is worse, though? The fact that somebody killed themselves because that happened or the fact that somebody was actually doing that, like being a bully?
I think they're both pretty damn
both
pathetic,
equally.
Really.
That's so bad. She was found not guilty of accessing a computer without authorization to inflict emotional distress. You are not authorized to access these files and cause me distress. The jury failed to reach a verdict on another conspiracy charge. She was convicted on 3 minor counts of violating the website's terms and conditions. Have you?
Oh, don't fuck with Tom.
You gotta read the terms and conditions, man.
So
Tom does not fuck around. He's a multi-millionaire now. If he wants you dead, you're dead.
Yeah, you're dead. That's it. One phone call.
Straight up Russian mafia style.
You're done, dude. So what, Matt?
So this lady's 50 years old.
49, yes.
49, being a complete and utter MySpace whore bitch.
Right.
On the computer because she has nothing to do with her life.
Right, and some
people
little
like
girl,
that
some
should
girl,
be shot or stoned to
yes,
death.
Yes, yes. And some girl killed herself, which... problem solved there, but yeah,
oh, she killed
this,
herself.
Well, no, not oh. her, but this oh. bitch should have.
Oh,
right.
I thought you said she killed herself. I was like, oh, well, then,
no,
all well, right.
She made someone kill themselves.
Wow, really?
The yeah,
did you miss
was,
all of that, Matt?
I was
holy
I'm, sorry, Matt. I was reading this thing for you because you wanted me to know. No, I'm listening.
Welcome to the jam hole. My name's Matt.
I'm Matt.
My name's Ben.
Oh, wow, guys.
I was listening, but like subconsciously, I was listening, not like consciously because I was doing something else. But no, I heard all that. I just missed the last part
okay.
of the girl being that. But I was just
check.
You have to be good. An active listener.
You know,
Drew from Missouri was accused.
I'm going to kill myself because of the jam hole.
Don't
you,
do it.
Can you make a press release before?
No,
you do that?
Fuck that, dude. It's going to die without any. Why.
Okay, so she was convicted on 3 minor counts of violating the terms and conditions, right? We're good? Okay. Nobody reads that shit. Have you ever read that shit? It's like
no.
20 fucking pages of
you
bullshit.
You scroll to the bottom, you hit I agree, and you go.
Check the box, and next. That's it. Drew from Missouri was accused of posing as a boy on MySpace to befriend 13-year-old Megan Meyer, who hanged herself after their virtual relationship ended.
Wow, hanging yourself would be brutal.
The key word being virtual. Like, not a real relationship, wow. but a virtual one. But I'm going to, like, kill myself anyways, so.
That's worse than the 13-year-old boy stabbing himself in the stomach.
I don't know if that's worse.
If you virtually dump me, I will kill myself. One of those moves where you're like, if you love me, you wouldn't do that. And if you do that, I'm going to kill myself. Virtually,
so cyber love got the best of her.
That... Cyber.
Cyber love, dude.
Oh, cyber man. Lust. I am so glad that there's such a thing as cyber love.
Well, dude, you know,
life.
I found out a lot of things beyond the show. Like, I've learned a lot of things about the life.
Right? That's what
I've learned now that people kill themselves at 13 over girls.
Yes.
Cyber love fails.
People have dreams of their mothers giving them blowjobs.
Head, and then, you know, like, me? Women addicted to fucking dust off that were
right? And
fucking
World War Craft?
Students for doctors.
That's amazing. Simply
amazing. It's just, my God, you people are dumb.
But you know, if they weren't, then we would have no show. Well, we would have a show still.
God bless those dumbasses.
It wouldn't be as fun, though. Not nearly as fun.
God bless the idiots.
The court in Los Angeles heard that Lori Drew was aware Megan suffered from depression and was emotionally fragile. See, she got her where it hurts, you know. She knew what she was doing. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm trying to tell you that we've been on for like
oh, okay,
an
thank
hour.
You. Drew was charged with violating MySpace terms of use, which ban users from assuming false identities and harassing other members. So if you are doing that, it's a no-no, and you will get in trouble. Have you? Huh. Are any of us in this room doing that right now?
Not anymore.
Hazing 13-year-old girls?
On MySpace.
I don't do that.
The case is the first in the U.S. relating to cyberbullying. I'm also very glad that we live in a day and age where there's such a thing as cyberbullying. Like, I'm taking schoolyard bullying to a whole new level here. Cyberbullying.
God.
I'm glad there was a thing as cyber sex when that first came about. And now it's.
Oh, God.
This whole cyber thing is blowing up.
Well, look what they have. They have, like, this eHarmony shit where they find you women on the internet, and you're like, okay, you go through cyber, like, speed dating.
And Craigslist,
yeah,
if you just want to fuck. It's
just,
amazing.
Yeah, it's like, there's girls in your area if you just want to hook up and bang on her. You
so
know.
She could have received up to 3 years in prison when she is sentenced. She would have faced a maximum of 20 years. If convicted of the more serious felony charges. So if you are thinking of cyberbullying, think again. Because you'll get jail time. And
you don't
you'll
fuck
get,
around with Tom.
You, if you cyberbully, you will go to jail and you will get like real bullied. Like penis in your butt bullying. So don't do that unless that's what you're into. Then
man.
Then maybe that's a good way to go to jail without having to do something.
You know, technology is really fucking people left and right.
All
right,
so yes, it is actually.
It really
are you
is.
Guys ready to do some clues?
Some
do you
clues.
Know what this is?
Not sure what it is yet.
Okay, this is Raging Clue. We do this whenever there's clues at thejamhole.com/forums. Basically, our listeners go find disgusting, nasty pictures, and they post a link to the picture, and then they post a clue. And from that clue, we have to figure out what the picture is. Get it?
I get it.
Okay. Are you going to participate in this?
I got a granola bar in my mouth. I'm trying to just spit all over here.
I'm very glad that you couldn't wait like 10 or 15 more minutes to put a granola bar in your mouth.
You had fat bastard. You're just like me.
You had to do it right now. That's so great.
The thing is...
No, please. Can you chew into the mic for me?
Yeah.
See, hold on. Hold on.
Growing up, I was called the fat kid. I mean, how could that fade away over just, you know, course
of
a few years?
I'm going to have to agree with that, dude, because I was a fat kid my whole life.
And it doesn't go away.
Matt was a fat kid.
That's amazing. We were all fat kids. Do people that used to be fat kids just move on to great careers in podcasting?
No,
I
they
do.
Become fucking relentless, heartless sons of bitches like us.
All right, so thejamhole.com/forums, if you would care to go there so you can play or you guys can just come and look at it on my screen, I really don't care. So... The first clue is chew on my ass.
Show me.
Are these the old clues? Are these the ones from yesterday or Wednesday? Or are these new ones?
I don't chew on my ass. What was the one that I got off the bat?
I'm not.
You remember, like, I got that one. Like I. Oh, what was it?
My wedding ring, homeless lunchtime. We did that one.
We did my wedding ring, didn't we?
Yeah, you guys did these ones.
Yes, we did do these ones. Okay, we have new clues. Sorry,
I
didn't look
then.
At page 6. My bad. Braden usually does
Shoot
this.
Me the link to that real quick.
Oh, I'm right, sorry I'm not as good at... Here, I'll talk like Braden now.
No,
okay?
I'm just saying he
I'm
usually...
I'm Braden!
Wow, guys. Okay, so...
I'm just
The first
kidding.
Clue is fun afternoon in the backyard. What do you think?
Lawn darts.
Fun afternoon in the backyard.
Sex on a picnic table.
Sex on a picnic table?
Oh, yeah.
What did you say? Lawn darts?
Lawn darts.
I'm going to have to say it's a dude burying a dead body in his backyard. All right, Ray. Survey says... waiting for it to load. That's awesome.
Fucking internet.
Oh, it's a dude with his hand in his asshole.
Are you sure that's a guy?
Squeezing his dick and balls. Well, there's a dick and balls, so I'm pretty...
Okay, so that's
I'm pretty
gross.
Sure that's...
Who sent that one? Is that 26?
Yeah, I think so. That's fantastic.
Aren't all these from that guy?
Sometimes. The last... Yeah, usually.
Where do you go
all right,
to find
well,
these things
nobody
at?
Was right. So next clue is, it's just a flesh wound. No big deal.
Half his body's just missing.
Probably. It's going to be just a mangled, disgusting mess of a body. What do you think, Ben?
I'm not sure.
It's
going to be pretty gross.
It's just a flesh wound. No big deal. What
bullet
do you think?
Hole of some sort. Possibly a missile.
Hole of some sort? All right. Ray Survey says, oh, it's an old lady with her, the top of her head cut off. That's disgusting.
Ew.
Huh. All right.
It's just science.
Yeah, it's just science. Death and brains, no big deal. Third clue is some larva cold chilling it. Some larva? What the fuck? It's the weirdest clue ever. Some larva cold chilling it. A larva? Is it like just
Larvas and a dead frozen guy.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Oh, I think it's going to be like
an animal.
Yeah, like a thing full of worms or something. In, just frozen. Right, I don't know. Let's, what do you think, Ben?
I don't know. I don't know. I think Matt's right.
Okay. So all right,
shot.
What? Oh, yes. It's a boob with worms coming out of it. That's,
sick, dude. That's fucked.
Photoshopped completely. I don't think you guys should be able to. They have to be real pictures. That's gross looking, though. But
that was
kind of fake looking.
That was.
It's still
dumb.
Weird, though. It's like, what the fuck? All right. Last clue
pretty
is.
Pretty nice boob, though.
Shooting fireworks out of your ass. I think
bottle rocket in the butt.
It's a dude with a Roman candle in his butthole. What do you think, Ben?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm saying bottle rocket.
It's pretty safe to say that's
right.
What it is.
Survey says, yes, it's a dude with his butt toasted, probably because a bottle rocket went off
a
and
bottle
he
rocket.
Sat on it.
So
I
you
guarantee.
Owe me $5.
What?
The bet we just made. I just said.
Oh no, silly. So. That's Raging Clue. I'm glad to be able to look at disgusting, nasty shit like that 3 days a week. So, do you have anything else you would like to get off your chest before we get out of here? Anything else?
No?
Okay. So, we might do a Saturday show because Braden doesn't work, and I'd hate for him to have to go a whole week without being able to get some of this first-time working shit off his chest, maybe. He'll have good stories, and if not, whatever.
It's his first job?
Yeah, it's his first job
oh,
ever.
Oh, wow.
Because he's 18. He just
it's
turned
time
18
to learn,
this
huh?
year. It's time to learn, dude.
I hated it.
I know. It sucks, huh?
I hate jobs.
I wish I just had, like, 10 parents, and they could all just kill themselves, and then I could get, like, 10 different fat fucking paychecks from the government. That's what I wish.
That's terrible.
That's... Why?
I wish all my parents would die so the government
would
pay me.
Well, so, you can follow...
Bro.
That's it, bro.
It's totally not, bro.
Twitter.com/jamhole, YouTube.com/jamhole, email us info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. For everything else, send us stuff for the show if you want. If not, I really don't care. We have P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. If you want to send us stuff, people send us cowbells and routers and books. You can send us whatever. If you have some stuff, just send it to us.
59903.
Yeah, it's a P.O. box in Kalispell.
We're
going
to start a pyramid chain
letter,
too. I thought the
zip code was 59901 here.
We could do that. All right, well, yeah, we'll talk to you guys Saturday. Maybe we'll do it live. I don't know. We'll see. If not, Monday, 7 p.m. for sure. Goodbye, all of you. Goodbye. And thank
Adios.
You for listening. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.